You're listening to Radio MD. It's time to Ask Dr. Mike on Healthy Talk. Call or email to ask your questions now. Email askdrmikesmith at radiomd.com or call 877-711-5211. The lines are open.
So my first question, and I think this, I'm going to spend some time with this because it's an opportunity for me to highlight one of the life extension protocols. And if you, I've talked about these protocols before at the Life Extension Foundation. We have over, I don't know the number anymore. It keeps going up. I would say probably close to 200 health protocols. And it includes theories on why these diseases develop, conventional treatments, you know, lifestyle, integrative therapies. I mean, it's just, they're extremely up-to-date and comprehensive. And so let's spend some time with this one. The question is, my dad was diagnosed with chronic lymphocytic leukemia, or CLL. I want to take steps to prevent this from happening to me. Is there anything specific I should do? Wonderful. Let's just go right. I mean, not wonderful. Your dad. I'm sorry. Not wonderful. Your dad has CLL. I'm sorry to hear about that. But it's wonderful that you are wanting to, take some proactive steps. Prevention. It is the key, right? So, and there's a history of this in your family. So that's awesome that you want to take charge and learn about things you can do to prevent CLL in your own body. So let's talk about this. The first thing, and again, this is from the Life Extension Protocol. Maintaining a healthy weight is extremely important. An estimated 20% of all cancers are caused by obesity, and obesity is associated with an increased risk of developing leukemia. A study of a little over 1,000 leukemia patients and over 5,000 control subjects found that higher body mass index was linked to greater risk of all these different forms of leukemia. AML, CML, CLL, like your father has. So we have to maintain a healthy weight. That's the first. Now, how you go about doing that, that's a whole nother discussion, isn't it? So maintain that healthy weight. Second thing, obviously avoid smoking, right? And there was some stats here that the protocol went over. I'm not going to get into that. Just don't smoke. Consume a healthy, well-balanced diet. This is from Nutrition and Cancer 2013. 323 adults. Now, in this case, the type of leukemia they had is called acute myelogenous leukemia, AML, but I do think we can extrapolate this to all these forms of leukemia. 323 adults with AML and 380 controls found that AML risk was significantly decreased among those who consume the most dark green vegetables, seafoods, nuts, and seeds. Risk was significantly increased among those who consume the most red meat. So just a nice balanced diet. You know, your protein from different sources, healthy carbs, healthy fats, and maintain that healthy weight, so don't overeat, right, is a great way to prevent CLL or any form of leukemia, really. Now, when it comes to a specific nutrient, I think the best thing you could do is green tea. Tons of green tea research in preventing and treating all forms of leukemia. Now, the main antioxidant in green tea is called EGCG, and that's been the focus of most of the research. In two studies involving adults with leukemia, green tea consumption was associated with a 50% decreased risk of leukemia. The association was dose-dependent, and that risk was reduced as the number of cups of tea consumed per day and number of years of tea consumption increased. So the more you drink, the better. Obviously, there's a point where you can't drink. Well, I couldn't drink 10 cups of green tea a day. I struggle with one or two a day. I don't even really do that all the time. So what might be a better option here would be maybe a couple of, glasses of high quality green tea with maybe a capsule that has the EGCG standardized to it. So that might be where the supplement itself rather than the tea drinking could come in. Here was another study about green tea. This was published in Clinical Cancer Research 2009. EGCG has been shown to inhibit tumor growth. And in leukemia cell line experiments, it induced apoptosis. That's that programmed cell death. And it did that through activating this pathway known as the reactive oxygen species pathway. And this pathway is often a pathway that is used by cells when it's time to die off. And cancer cells shut that pathway off so they can grow more. Green tea reinitiated that pathway in cancer cells. So it's not just a prevention thing, it's also maybe even a treatment option for you. And if specifically for your dad. This one piece of research is really interesting. This was published in Leukemia Research 2006, and it was what are called case reports, where they were looking at individuals who were using green tea supplements, the drink. Comes from Mayo Clinic. It says here they detailed the cases of 3 early stage CLL patients. So again, this really could apply to your dad as well. On their own initiative, they began taking polyphenol-rich green tea extracts or green tea while under medical observation. All 3 had objective, measurable improvement in leukemia signs or laboratory indices, an indication of cancer regression, while taking only green tea extract and no other treatment. It was these case studies coming out of Mayo that really led to some of the research I just talked about in 2009 and 2013, came from these case studies. Green tea by itself, no other treatment, improved some of these markers of cancer progression. So very encouraging. So if you want to prevent CLL, watch your weight, don't smoke, eat a balanced diet, try to limit the red meat, and if you are going to do the red meat, grass-fed beef is the best way to go. That has a nice balance between omega-6 and omega-3. Take some green tea. 2, 3, 4 glasses of green tea every day with a capsule that's standardized to a high-potency EGCG. Again, the life extension protocols are extremely detailed, and they go into much more about green tea. They also mention the importance of vitamin D in leukemias, vitamin C, curcumin, even melatonin. And I've talked about that before on the show. Melatonin, you know, most people think melatonin, oh, that's the sleep hormone. And that it is, but melatonin, because it does help you to go through the proper sleep stages, and it's going through those sleep stages that where a lot of the repair and regeneration of healthy tissue occurs, and people who take melatonin and sleep better have better outcomes when it comes to all cancers. And so melatonin is something to also consider, especially if you're not sleeping well and you want to treat or prevent really any cancer. Go check out the rest of the protocol at lifeextension.com. Just go ahead and just search. You go to that homepage, there's a search bar at the top like in most websites, and just type in leukemia, and you'll the protocol will pull up. All right. Spent some time there, but I think that was important. I think I only have about 60 seconds left. Let me do this quick question here. Is it true that aspirin doesn't work in some people? Yeah, it is true. About 25% of the population will not respond to aspirin. So if you're on an aspirin regimen because you've had a heart attack or a stroke, or you want, or maybe it runs in your family, or you're at high risk for those things, there's a good chance it may not work in you. There's a test you can actually take. It's called Aspirin Works. It's a test that's offered by many different labs, and it will determine the ability of aspirin to have the positive effect in your body. So if you're on aspirin therapy, that might be something you check out. Aspirin Works. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay with me.